news, everyone. We've got a very special delivery today.
Who's it going to?
Me.
Another job well done.
No, I need it shipped to my office at Mars University. It's a little experiment that may well win me the Nobel Prize.
In what field?
I don't care. They all pay the same.
Is it dangerous?
Oh, my, no. Off we go.
Impressive. Back in the 20th century, we had no idea there was a university on Mars.
Well, in those days, Mars was just a dreary, uninhabitable wasteland, much like Utah. But unlike Utah, it was eventually made livable when the university was founded in 2636.
They planted traditional college foliage, ivy, trees, hemp. Soon the whole planet was terraformed.
Does that mean it's safe to breathe the air?
Of course! Over here is Wong Library. It has the largest collection of literature in the Western universe.
Hey, look! There's a chapter of my old robot fraternity, Epsilon Rho Rho.
You went to college?
Of course, I'm a bender. I went to bending college. I majored in bending.
What was your minor?
Robo-American Studies.
Are you here to fumigate the Moosehead?
No. Actually, I'm an Epsilon from way back.
Close enough. Come on in.
Thanks. Here's your finger back. All the coolest robots are in this fraternity.
Mate in 143 moves.
No poo! You win again!
Oh, nerds!
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Gearshift, chapter president. This is Oily, and this here is Fatbot.
You're all losers. My name's Bender.
Bender from Bending State Bender? Wow, you're a legend around here.
I heard that in one single night, you drank a whole keg, streaked across campus, and crammed 58 humans into a phone booth.
Yeah, well, a lot of them were children. Anyway, I should get going.
No, Bender, wait. We're the lamest frat on campus. Even Hillel has better parties than us. Please, you've got to stay and teach us how to be cool.
Okay. But I'll need 10 kegs of beer, a continuous tape of Louie Louie, and a regulation two-story panty raid ladder.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
I tell you, being here really takes me back to my college days.
Step right up. Who wants to learn physics?
Keep your hands inside the car at all times.
Good old Coney Island College. Go Whitefish!
Don't take this the wrong way, Fry, but you don't seem like the educated type.
Oh, yeah? Read it and weep. I'm a certified college dropout.
Please, everyone knows 20th century colleges were basically expensive daycare centers.
That's true. By current academic standards, you're merely a high school dropout.
What? That's not fair. I deserve the same respect any other college dropout gets. By God, I'm going to enroll here at Mars University and drop out all over again.
You won't last 2 weeks.
Aw, thanks for believing in me.
Yo, classmate, what you taking?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, professor, what are you teaching this semester?
Same thing I teach every semester. The mathematics of quantum neutrino fields. I made up the title so that no student would dare take it.
Mathematics of wonton burrito meals. I'll be there. Please, Fry, I don't know how to teach. I'm a professor. See you in class.
This is gonna be great.
Hey, I'm fine.
Bingo!
Oh, Mama!
Oh, yeah. Someone's been a bad computer. Get a load of that!
I say, you've damaged our servants' quarters. And our servants.
This time, Robot House has gone too far.
Cheese it!
Hey, huh? Pretty nice for a single. Two desks, two chairs, a couple of beds, a woodpecker.
I think that's probably your roommate.
Oh, right, cool. Come on in, roomie! Hmm? What the?
I call Top Bunk!
My roommate's a monkey?
Brilliant deduction. You're a credit to your species.
Ah, Fry, I see you've met Gunter. You know each other? Gunter is my experiment. He was the top secret contents of this stinking crate.
I'd rather live in a crate than share a room with this dork.
So what makes Gunter talk?
Is he genetically engineered? Oh, please. That's preposterous science fiction mumbo-jumbo. Gunter's intelligence actually lies in his electronium hat, which harnesses the power of sunspots to produce cognitive radiation.
You're wasting your breath, Professor. He'll never understand a word of it.
I understood the word hat. Please, stop bickering. I arranged that you be roommates for a reason, so I'd only have to remember one phone number. Now shake hands and make up. You want a banana?
I don't need bananas. I prefer banana-flavored energy bars made from tofu.
I don't like you. This is gonna be a cakewalk.
Welcome to the history of the 20th century. Look to your left, then to your right, then in 9 other directions. One of the 12 of you will not pass this class.
Boring. Let's hear about Walter Mondale already.
Be forewarned. The only sure way to get an A in this class is to have lived in the 20th century.
Swish!
You were saying, Mr. Fry?
I'm from the 20th century. Go ahead, ask me anything.
Very well. What device invented in the 20th century allowed people to view broadcast programs in their own homes?
Oh, I know this. What do you call it? Light bright.
I believe the answer is the television.
Very good, Mr. Gunter.
Wow, smart and cute.
What I love about being dean of students is the peace and quiet and the respect I receive. Now, what's all this about?
Dean Vernon. The students from Robot House are here.
Robot House?
Hey, Dean. Nice looking model.
You keep away from it. You robots are a disgrace to this university. Whenever a fire alarm is pulled, it's Robot House. Whenever the campus liquor store is looted, Robot House. Whenever a human corpse is desecrated...
Now I can explain that.
That's enough out of you. From this day forth, Robot House is on dodeca tuple secret probation.
No fair!
My mom is gonna kill me.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to the one thing that's kept me sane these past 8 years. My model ship.
Fat Boss! No!
When I get nervous, I get hungry.
Cheese it!
Robot House!
So, Chrissy, we seem to be hitting it off. If you're not doing anything later, might I escort you to a kegger?
Not even if you were the last man on Mars.
Hey, you like bananas? I got her number. How do you like them bananas?
And therefore, by process of elimination, the electron must taste like grape-aid.
Sorry, I overslept.
Until 5 p.m.?
It's that obnoxious monkey. He kept me up all night with his constant thinking. Just thinking and thinking. He's trying to make me look like an idiot.
Don't be jealous. Without his special hat, Gunter might be no more intelligent than you.
Oh, I hate that rodent.
Fry, that monkey is my most important experiment. If you two don't stop fighting, I'll have you both neutered.
That'll show 'em.
Dean Vernon, I'd like you to meet my parents, Leo and Ines.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Wong. I'm so glad we could admit Amy in exchange for your generous contribution.
How much more for Phi Beta Kappa?
How much you got?
Sorry I'm late. I was off at a study session with Chrissy.
Oh, I'm glad you made it, Gunter, because in honor of Parents' Weekend, I have a special surprise for you.
Mom! Dad! What are you doing here? This is so humiliating.
Now these monkeys I like. What's that? You want to come out?
No! Stop!
I say.
What's that they're flinging at us?
Oh, dear Lord. All over the dean.
Hey, Gunter, why don't you get up on the chandelier with your parents and I'll take a picture.
No!
Well, looks like the party's winding down. Let's take a road trip to Tijuana and get Fat Bot some action.
Yeah! It's my first time. I'm really nervous.
Robot House!
What you did to Gunter was cruel. At the risk of sounding like an after-school special, I think we learned who the real animal was today.
You mean peer pressure?
Look out! He's got a gun!
Leave me alone.
Hey, what's going on? I thought you didn't like bananas.
Of course I do. I try so hard to fit in, but seeing my parents act like that made me realize I'm just a primitive beast.
Hey, cheer up. Not everyone turns out like their parents. I mean, look at me. My folks were honest, hardworking people.
Besides, Gunter, you're not like other monkeys. You've got the hat.
So what? I mean, sure, it looks cool and it makes me smart, but it doesn't make me happy.
That's so sad. I didn't even know monkeys could cry.
They can't. It's all the hat.
Look, Gunter, if you're so miserable here, maybe you should just go back to the jungle.
The jungle. But I couldn't do that to the professor. I'm his prize experiment, and he's like a father to me.
But he's not your father. That guy in the punch bowl was your father.
Look at him. I'm so proud.
Thanks, Professor.
Not you. Oh, I always feared he might run off like this. Why didn't I break his legs? Oh.
Oh, poor Gunter.
So he just ran away in the middle of the exam?
I'm afraid so. All he handed in was a paper smeared with feces. He tied with Fry.
I guess he realized I was right when I told him to go back to the jungle.
You what? After I spent months slaving over a hot monkey brain?
Hey, don't blame me. You tried to force Gunter to be a human. But he's an animal. He belongs in the wild. Or in the circus on one of those tiny tricycles. Now that's entertainment.
But Gunter's obviously better off being intelligent. Tell him, Leela.
I'm staying out of this. Now here's my opinion. What we should do is...
What?
I said we'll go to the jungle and let Gunter decide once and for all.
What?
You all know the rules. Whichever house wins the regatta becomes head of the Greek council. And should that house currently be on any type of multiple secret probation, it will be lifted, and I will be forced to serve as Grand Marshal of a parade honoring them.
I say, Robot House, your watercraft is as ill-designed as you yourselves.
Good one, Chet.
Oh, yeah? Watch this!
Well, I never. Fraternities, on your marks.
Hey!
Wow, the jungles on Mars look just like the jungles on Earth.
Jungles on Earth?
I see some movement up there. I think it's him.
Stand back.
Oops.
Don't worry. They'll be fine once the tranquilizer wears off.
There's our man.
Professor, you'll offer Gunter the hat. And Fry, you'll offer him the banana. We'll let him choose whether he wants to be intelligent or just a mindless animal.
Come on, Gunter. Take the hat.
No, the banana. The banana.
Consider the philosophical and metaphysical ramifications of
banana,
the...
Banana, banana, banana!
Wait, what's that sound?
Hey, Bender, you sure this is a shortcut?
Not as sure as I was an hour ago.
And the winner is... Robot House!
Thank God this log is sturdy. Gunter, you're the only one who can save us. Stupid monkey. No!
Not there.
Keep trying.
Eureka! The hat goes on the head. It's all so obvious now.
Help us, Gunter.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Calculation! Got it! Grab on!
We're saved!
Appreciate it, Gunter.
Gunter, climb up the vine. You can still save yourself.
Why bother? I've got nothing to live for. I was miserable as a genius, and as a monkey, I was so dumb I tried to wear a hat on my butt. There is just no place for me in this world. Although, on the other hand...
Yeah! Oh, that poor, sweet monkey. Well, let's go gather him up. There's no sense letting him go to waste.
Gunther, you're alive!
I guess the head must have broke my fall.
It seems to be working at only half capacity, but I can fix it.
No, wait! I like it like this. I actually feel sort of happy.
But what about your super intelligence?
When I had that, there was too much pressure to use it. All I want out of life is to be a monkey of moderate intelligence who wears a suit. That's why I've decided to transfer to business school.
No!